And the door is open, you would say that the broom is where compared to the doors?
Well, I just called it on the back, say the broom's out on the back porch. Now, a lot of folks call it a broom closet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And on Monday, did your mother ever have anything special she'd do on Monday?
She went to the grocery store every day of the week.
Did she?
Yes, she sure did. That's the way she liked to do it. She would go to the grocery store once a week. And she was also a chauffeur. My daddy didn't like to drive.
Mm-hmm.
And she would take him to work at any hour of the day, and she would go pick him up at any hour of the night when the train come in or when it go leave.
Hmm.
We used to go down off of Day Street. Sometimes she had to wake three little boys up and put them in the car and go get my daddy.
Huh. Well, that's odd. I wonder, my grandfather didn't like to drive either. A lot of older people like that didn't especially like to drive, but every time he'd want to go to town, he'd come by. If my mother was not working,
uh-huh.
Pick up mother, and she'd have to drive him to town.
Yeah, well, my mother drove my daddy all the time, and I used to drive him some, take him to work, and then go get him.
Hmm. Is there anything else that she'd do on Mondays, maybe, or that housewives traditionally do on Monday?
Well, you know, a lot of times they do that. I have never seen it in 30 years or more. And they used to wash a curtain and starch them and put them on curtain stretchers. Have you ever seen that? Yeah, they had kind of nails sticking out and then little bolts and all to hold them on. And it was a big wood thing. And they used to wash them things and starch them and hang it on that. And then when they got through, well, you know, if you starch something, you know, a curtain in them days, they were kind of flimsy stuff. Mm-hmm. It shrink up real bad. And that's something she used to do every so often that I can remember.
Hmm.
And have curtain stretches.
Hmm. Let's see, when did she usually do your clothes and everything? Did she have a special day for you?
She had a maid and a washwoman. She had two maids that used to come at different times. They was hired at the same time, and then one of them lived up back of Capital City Laundry. Her name was Emma. She worked for us for about 40-some years. And she did all the washing and all ironing.
Mm-hmm.
And they helped. They did most of the cleaning up for my mom and all.
Did you? How many floors did you just have? One floor.
Had one floor.
If you wanted to, you mentioned in your house in Del Rota, how many floors did you have?
We had two floors. One was a basement, and of course a normal floor.
Mm-hmm. And how'd you get from the first to the second floor? You just had.
We had steps.
Mm-hmm.
Going down from the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. If you mentioned steps, is there any special name if the steps are on the inside or the outside of the house? Just.
Not to my knowledge. Some folks call them stairs.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. What would you call the boards on the outside of the house that just lap over each other like that? You ever have a name for those?
No, we didn't. It was just boards. But that's the way they overlapped at our house, just like you said.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever hear anybody call that weather boards or siding or anything like that?
Well, after they started coming out with this asbestos stuff to keep from painting and aluminum, they call that siding.
Mm-hmm. But they never call that siding before then?
Not to my knowledge. Mm-hmm. You know, before the aluminum, they had asbestos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know, Mr. Willis, you know, that works down there with your mother?
Mm-hmm.
The house he lived in, they were the first one. My next door neighbor put up some asbestos siding on their house, and it's still right there.
Really?
Yeah, over on St. Charles.
I suppose this stuff's supposed to not burn, isn't it?
That's right, and you don't have to paint it and all, but it's still right there in the house.
Mm-hmm. Oh, if the door over there was open and you didn't want it that way, you might tell me to get up and do what? And
shut the door.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, what'd you call the thing that covers the top of your house? You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes it might be slate or something else. I think it's just old.
They were roofing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And did you have little things that run along the edge of the roof to catch the water? What would you call those?
Let me think. I swear. Gutters.
Yeah. Did you ever hear anybody call those anything different?
Never have.